This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. With 76 days to go for house elections, government ensures population-based representation and tightens security. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security announces action plan against irregularities in foreign employment sector. CPN-UML's 11th National Congress concludes re-electing K.P. Sharma Oli as chair. And violence breaks out in Bangladesh after death of youth protest leader. Now, the news in detail. With 76 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the government has introduced legal provisions to ensure population-based inclusive representation under the proportional electoral system. The Council of Ministers has approved an ordinance now forwarded to the President to establish representation percentages for Dalit, Indigenous nationalities, ethnic, Khas Arya, Madhesi, Tharu and Muslim communities. The Cabinet meeting yesterday decided to amend the Election Act to align the representation of various groups with the final results of the National Population Census 2078 Vikram Sambat. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the ordinance revises the schedule of the House of Representatives Members Act 2074 Vikram Sambat, ensuring proportional representation reflects updated population data. Meanwhile, the government has also extended the tenure of the commission investigating the September 8 and 9 Gen Z-led protest by 1 month. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel, who is also government spokesperson, said this extension was necessary as the commission has yet to complete collecting statements and finalizing its report. In another decision, the cabinet approved the operation of a block of the central prison in Bidur municipality Nuakot as a juvenile correction home. Likewise, more on the election-related update, Nepal Police has intensified security preparations by implementing an integrated security plan to ensure a free, fair and fearless voting environment. Central spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Abhinarayan Kafle said the police have strengthened manpower mobilization and election-focused patrolling to prevent vandalism, arson and other disruptive activities. Similarly, special security measures have also been adopted to protect candidates, voters, political leaders, media personnel and key installments. To address risk from looted or missing weapons during Gen Z protest, a special team has been formed to recover arms and arrest escaped prisoners and detainees. In the meantime, a writ petition has been filed at the Supreme Court seeking the cancellation of an agreement signed between the government and the representatives of the Gen Z movement. The petition filed by a group of lawyers and law students claims that the government, mandated primarily to conduct election, entered into an agreement with broad and long-term implications. The petitioners argue that the deal exceeds constitutional authority and could lead to political instability. The Supreme Court has scheduled a preliminary hearing on the petition for today. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has emphasized the need for close collaboration between the government and the private sector to accelerate Nepal's development. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Gorkhapatra Discourse organized by the Gorkhapatra Corporation in coordination with the Gorkhapatra Academy, the Vice President said discussions on economic resilience, investment, smart infrastructure and development strategies along with private sector confidence are timely and necessary. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal highlighted that Nepal's revenue collection has increased by 10% over the past 3 months, indicating gradual economic recovery. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Dr. Biswanath Paudel noted Gorkhapatra's publication have helped broaden public knowledge. Meanwhile, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the government is preparing for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5, 2026. On the occasion, Minister Kharel distributed Social Security Fund membership cards to journalists and employees of the state-run Gorkhapatra Corporation, making it the first government media house to join the fund. Gorkhapatra, Nepal's first newspaper, began publication in 1901. Likewise, at the different event, government spokesperson and Minister for Communications Jagdish Kharel has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the One China policy, stating that Nepal and China have maintained a long-standing friendly relations. Addressing the fourth China-Nepal Media Summit in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Kharel appreciated China's continued support for Nepal's development and goodwill. Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Krishna Prasad Yadav, is scheduled to seek a vote of confidence from the Provincial Assembly today. According to the Chief Minister's Secretariat, Yadav has formally written to the Provincial Assembly Secretariat requesting arrangements for the vote of confidence vote in line with Article 168 of the Constitution. The Constitution requires a Chief Minister to obtain a vote of confidence within 30 days of appointment. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rajendra Singh Bhandari has said the government is preparing to form a special mechanism to take action against fraud and irregularities in the foreign employment sector. Speaking at a program organized to mark International Migrants Day yesterday, Minister Bhandari said the proposed mechanism would include a special team from the Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police with members from anti-human trafficking, crime control and other relevant divisions. On the occasion, Nepal Labour Migration Report 2024, jointly published by the Ministry and the International Labour Organization, was released. Representatives of international organizations, including International Labour Organization and the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation, reaffirmed their commitment to supporting Nepal in promoting safe migration and protecting migrant workers' rights. The 11th National Congress of the CPN-UML has concluded electing new office bearers and endorsing key political proposals. KP Sharma Oli has been re-elected as chair for a third term. The Congress has also elected 301 members to the new Central Committee under Oli's leadership. The UML has called for the meeting of the newly elected Central Committee for today at 1 p.m. Newly elected Secretary Dr. Rajan Bhattarai said the meeting will be held at Karki Banquet in Babar Mahal, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, the National Congress passed a 24-point political proposal addressing contemporary national issues. The document presented by Proposal Writing Committee Coordinator Pradeep Gewali includes a call for reinstating the House of Representatives to bring the country back onto a constitutional path. Speaking at the concluding session, Chairperson KP Sharma Oli said UML is open to meaningful dialogue with the younger generation and has taken steps to increase youth participation in its organizational structures. The 11th National Congress of the UML was inaugurated on December 13 in Sallaghari, Bhaktapur and formally concluded yesterday. The Butuwal High Court has ordered the release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhani on a bail of ₹26.8 million in connection with a cooperative fraud case. The High Court accepted the bail amount, but Lamichhani must complete formalities at the Rupandehi District Court before being freed. Currently held at Nokhu Prison in Lalitpur, Lamichhani is expected to travel to Bhairava today to obtain the release order and complete the necessary procedures. He has been in custody over allegations of misusing funds from the Butuwal-based Supreme Cooperative. Speaking at a program marking Judicial Council Day 2082 Bikram Sambat yesterday, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut has emphasized that the Judicial Council is not only responsible for appointing judges but also plays a key role in shaping the character of the judiciary. He called for positive support from all stakeholders to strengthen the council and achieve a free, impartial and efficient judiciary as envisioned by the Constitution. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha urged efforts to strengthen judicial institutions, uphold judicial independence and boost the morale of judges. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Violence has erupted in Bangladesh following the death of Sharif Osman Hadi, a prominent leader of the youth movement that ousted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. As reported by the BBC, 32-year-old Hadi was shot by masked attackers last week while leaving a mosque in Dhaka and died of his injuries yesterday while receiving treatment in Singapore. Hundreds of supporters protested in Dhaka as news of his death spread. Caretaker government head Muhammad Yunus described Hadi's death as an irreparable loss for the nation, and the government has declared a day of national mourning on Saturday. Investigations are ongoing and several people have been detained in connection with the attack. Now, the Jalaweather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and the remaining Himalayan regions, while the rest of the country is likely to have mainly fair weather today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and no significant impact of any weather system in the rest of the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. With 76 days to go for house elections, government ensures population-based representation and tightens security. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security announces action plan against irregularities in foreign employment sector. CPN-UML's 11th National Congress concludes re-electing K.P. Sharma Oli as chair. And violence breaks out in Bangladesh after death of youth protest leader. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.